CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
CCP state media claims success as analysts highlight clear signs of economic decline. The Chinese Communist Party CCP fourth plenum of the 20th Central Committee convened in Beijing on October 20th behind closed doors, expecting to last 4 days, with state media stating the meeting focusing on drafting the five-year development plan known as the 15th five-year plan. However, analysts say the real issue is the escalating internal struggle within the party and China's deepening economic crisis.
中共官媒宣称成功，分析人士指出经济衰退迹象明显。中共二十届四中全会于10月20日在北京闭门召开，预计持续4天。官媒称，此次会议的重点是起草下一轮五年发展规划，即第15个五年规划。然而，分析人士指出，真正的问题在于党内权力斗争的加剧，以及中国日益加深的经济危机。
On October 20th, the CCP's propaganda outlet Xinhua News Agency released a series of commentaries claiming China's economic development had achieved remarkable progress under CCP leadership during the current 14th five-year plan.
10月20日，中共宣传喉舌新华社发表了一系列评论，宣称在当前“十四五”规划期间，中国的经济发展在中共领导下取得了显著成就。
Economists and industry insiders, however, say these claims sharply contradict reality. Xu Zhen, a capital market specialist with 2 decades of experience in China's financial sector, told the Epoch Times that the 14th five-year plan era has actually been defined by economic collapse.
不过，经济学家和业内人士表示，这些说法与现实情况严重不符。在中国金融业有20年经验的资本市场专家许振对《大纪元时报》表示，十四五时期实际上是经济崩溃的阶段。
The bursting of the real estate bubble symbolized by Evergrande's bankruptcy extinguished one of the main engines of China's growth, he said. Exports have stalled due to the U.S.-China trade war and shrinking external demand. After the pandemic, consumers have lost confidence and spending power.
他说，以恒大破产为标志的房地产泡沫破裂，熄灭了中国经济增长的主要引擎之一。由于中美贸易战和外部需求萎缩，出口陷入停滞，疫情之后，消费者失去了信心和购买力。
Evergrande was once China's largest property developer, but now the company has been forced to delist from the Hong Kong Stock Exchange and commence liquidation proceedings as ordered by the court.
恒大曾是中国最大的房地产开发商，但如今公司已被迫从香港证券交易所退市，并根据法院命令进入清算程序。
Xu added that the combined effects of declining exports, weak consumption, and rising debt have created a tidal wave of bankruptcies and unemployment, leaving households, companies, and local governments all heavily indebted. This debt burden has crippled China's industrialized sectors, from housing to healthcare and education.
许振还说，出口下降、消费疲软和债务上升的综合影响，已经造成一股破产与失业的巨浪，使家庭、企业和地方政府都背负沉重债务。这种债务负担使中国从住房到医疗、教育等各个产业领域都陷入瘫痪。
China Current Affairs commentator Wang He offered a similar assessment. During the 14th five-year plan period, the CCP faced major setbacks, he said. Its draconian pandemic lockdowns devastated the economy, and by 2023, the middle class had largely collapsed, and they were the main driver of consumption.
中国时事评论员王鹤也持类似观点，他表示，在十四五期间，中共遭遇了重大挫折，其严厉的防疫风控重创了经济，到2023年，中产阶级几乎全面崩溃，而他们正是消费的主要推动力。
Wang also noted that Beijing's aggressive wolf warrior diplomacy alienated the West, isolating China in the global economy. He said he believes that China's economy is currently at its worst since the era of reform and opening up, which started in the late 70s after the former CCP dictator Mao Zedong's death. Now the CCP bragging about the achievements of the fourth five-year plan is laughable, he said.
Wang He 还指出，北京咄咄逼人的战狼外交使中国与西方国家疏远，导致中国在全球经济中陷入孤立。他表示，中国经济目前处于自上世纪70年代末，中共前独裁者毛泽东去世后实行改革开放以来的最糟糕时期。他说，如今中共还在吹嘘“十四五”规划的成就，实在是可笑。
Despite Beijing's glowing rhetoric, official statistics show clear signs of decline. According to data from the CCP's own National Bureau of Statistics, China's economy grew by 4.8% in the third quarter, down from 5.2% in the previous quarter, marking the weakest performance since the third quarter of 2024. The consumer price index fell 0.3% year-on-year in September, signaling renewed deflationary pressure.
尽管北京的宣传充满溢美之词，但官方统计数据却显示出明显的下滑迹象。根据中共国家统计局的数据，中国第三季度经济增长率为 4.8%， 低于上一季度的 5.2%，创下自2024年第三季度以来的最弱表现。9月份居民消费价格指数同比下降 0.3%， 显示出通缩压力再度加剧。
Exports to the United States plunged 27% in September compared to a year earlier, and were down 16.9% for the first 9 months of 2025. Meanwhile, producer prices, which tracks the price of industrial products for the domestic market, fell 2.3%, which is the 36th consecutive month of decline.
对美国的出口在九月份同比暴跌27%。而2025年前九个月累计下降 16.9%， 与此同时，反映国内工业品出厂价格的生产者价格指数下跌了 2.3%， 这已是连续第36个月下降。
Wang added that social tensions are also intensifying, random attacks, rising public anger, and the unresolved public outrage over the actor Yu Menglong's death all show that the so-called social stability miracle is a myth, Wang said. The CCP is sitting on a social volcano.
王鹤补充说，社会矛盾也在不断加剧。他表示，随机袭击事件、公众愤怒情绪上升，以及演员于朦胧之死引发的持续舆论风暴，都说明所谓的社会稳定奇迹根本就是一个天话。中共正坐在一座社会火山之上。
Yu was a famous actor in China who died mysteriously on September 11th in Beijing. Chinese authorities said that he accidentally fell from his apartment, quickly ruled out foul play, and censored online discussions surrounding his death.
于朦胧是中国知名演员，于9月11日在北京神秘去世。中国当局声称他是意外从公寓坠落身亡，迅速排除了他杀的可能，并对其死因的网络讨论进行了审查和封禁。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song called Turn My Night On, and it's by Taven from her recently released album titled Rising Sun, and by the way, which was just released last December. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Love Changes Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Taven 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Turn My Night On。那么他这首专辑，这首歌曲呢，选自他去年12月份发行的专辑，名字叫做 Rising Sun， 希望您喜欢。
Stars above, lassoed my heart in your tangled love. I was reeling in confusion and loss, and then I paused. That's when I turned my light on. Turned my light on. I turned my light on and found.Walking through the dark, shadows and smiling camouflage, sidle up to me feeding on doubt. I just want out.
Cassie and Clinton, and the song is called A Certain Kind of Memory, which is from the album titled The Siren's Song, released in December 2017. 接下来要为大家推荐的是来自 Cassie 和 Clinton 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 A Certain Kind of Memory。
After you have had your way, there won't be nothing left.
song called the five-letter word, which is hello, and it's from Mindful Audacity, and it's also from the album titled Mindful Audacity. The vocalist is Alicia Campbell. 接下来要为大家推荐来自 Mindful Audacity 团队乐团演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Five Letter Word Hello。For today's music section of the channel show is vocal by Ding Dong, and the song is called Sou Zang Xin, which means the center of a palm. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend, and please tune in next Saturday at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.听众朋友，今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自叮当演唱的《手掌心》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，同时祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
情的黎明，我在南极憧憬你的北极星，我跟你一心心心不相依。你是天意，你是大大的马蹄，滚滚了我的红尘，苦苦追寻冰天雪地。一寸光阴一寸心，一朵昙花一朵云，一朵雪花一朵梦境，一捧在手掌心，一颗尘埃一菩提，一颗流星一个你，一心一意捧在手掌心。